Tashi. Written by Anna Feinberg and read by Stick Weems.
Tashi was silent for a moment, letting the ghosts feel the awful weight of a sky without light. Their own little moons of ghost light were paler now, swamped by the darkness of the night.
"All right," Tashi said finally. "I will ask him to grant you your wish if you do two things. First, you must all leave this part of the earth and never come back. Every now and again, the red-whiskered dragon ghost will gobble up the moon for a short time, just to remind you never to frighten my village and its people again."
"Very well,"
the leader ghost grudgingly agreed.
"And the second thing?"
"You must give me the recipe for ghost pie. I have heard that it's delicious, and for 3 days after eating it, a person can walk through solid walls."
The ghost leader let out a roar of rage. The little ghosts quivered and faded into the trees. They were shrinking with every moment, hanging like cloudy raindrops from the forest leaves.
"Ghost pie is one of our greatest secrets,"
the leader ghost spat. He waved for some of the older ghosts to come closer. They whispered together, and then the leader ghost turned to Tashi.
"He will do as you say, young Tashi. If you promise never to reveal the ingredients to another living soul."
"Uh-huh," cried Dad, slapping his knee. "So when are we going to have a taste of pie?"
"Tashi says we can all come over to dinner next Saturday to try it, as long as we don't ask any questions about how it's made," said Jack.
"It's a promise,"
beamed Dad. He stood up and stretched.
"Oh, well,"
he said.
"I suppose that's the end of the story, and Tashi's had no more trouble with ghosts then."
"That's right," smiled Jack. But only one moon went by before he was in a sticky situation with a truly wicked baron.